Painter Susie Anderson works in oil, and for most of her career, her plein air paintings of outdoor scenes have been clearly representational. But there's another path to her art, and it's one she's bringing to light in a new exhibit. The paintings from this other parallel course could almost be exploded images of her more pictorial work, with shapes and colors valued for their own sake. It's an intriguing new direction for her, and she's on the phone to take us along. Good morning, Susie. How are you?
I'm great, Chris. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
Well, I've been enjoying looking at your new work. And when did this new direction start for you?
Well, actually, it started about 25 years ago, to tell you the truth.
Okay, it's an old direction.
When I was working a different career and I was painting, I was studying with a local artist by the name of Lau Chun, who was a fantastic more of an abstractionist, definitely an impressionist, and he impressed me with his use of color and his painting style. And then I stopped painting for about 20 years because I had a career. And when I started again, I got very involved with the outdoors, and I love plein air, which is what I've been doing for the last 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt this need to get back to the more non-objective, the more emotional side of painting.
So you started that way. I didn't realize that.
I actually did start that way. All of my friends, when I started painting again, were surprised that I was doing the representational pieces.
Interesting.
But I felt, even though I've been doing the plein air and doing seascapes and landscapes, I love that, and I have no intention of giving it up. But I'm finding that I can do both very successfully and with a lot of joy. And I see the parallelism between them.
Well, you know, Susie, when I was looking at some of this work, it seems, I mean, it, in a way, through abstraction, represents a lot of the same things. I mean,
that's definitely true. I'm hoping that when people see the painting side by side, they will notice that there is a real connection between them, even though there might not be an obvious subject matter in the non-objective pieces. But if you literally, like you said, if you look very closely at the objective representational pieces, the seascapes and the landscapes, if you look closely, you will be able to isolate passages that are very abstract and very just lovely on their own.
Well, you know, Susie, what it reminded me of was when you look at an image on a screen and kind of pixelate it, in other words, you just enlarge and enlarge and enlarge until all you can see are the color and shape elements.
Exactly.
That's what your work reminded me of. Is that a fair comparison?
It is a fair comparison. But the journey that I've been on this last year, it's been an interesting one for me. None of this was intentional. But as an artist, you have to change up. You've got to experiment and try new things. And when I knew I was going to have a show at the Gallery at Ward Center, I wasn't sure what I was going to be painting. But as I developed these different paintings, they were not intentionally meant to be pairs, not intentionally meant to be necessarily shown at the same time.
Hmm.
But when I finished, or almost when I was through finished, I started noticing that there was a great connection between them. And my hope is that when visitors view these paintings, they'll be able to appreciate both styles.
Well, you know, Susie, you reminded me of something, because a lot of times, you know, artists tend to just do rather than evaluate as they're going, right? And
right.
I talk to many artists, and I feel the same frequently with my own stuff, that you find out what the themes and the connecting threads are later.
Yes.
Right? Right?
Yes.
When you're doing the work, you're just doing the work. And then I sort of leave it to the critics to figure the stuff out. Do you feel that way?
I definitely feel that way. I really do. And I think there's a great connection between the arts, of course. I look at the representational pieces that I do more as opera or pop songs. If you look at the plein air, it's more like country western. Everything is wild and crazy. You get out there and you're not sure what's going to happen because of the elements. And then I go into the studio and I'm doing the abstract or the non-objective pieces, and it's like playing jazz. But there's an appreciation. I hope there will be an appreciation for all these different styles and kind of an eye-opening experience.
With plein air work, the impression I've gotten about the work, and one of the things that it struck me about it was, I'm a photographer, so you know I tell you, all I need is 1 second things to look
right.
If things just look that way for 1 second, I'm good. I've got a shot. But with plein air, especially in Hawaii, you know, the clouds are just racing across the sky. The shadows are moving. How do you capture a moment? It's got to take some time to get all that down. And while you're doing that, everything's shifting around you.
That's exactly the point. But you also, when you go out to paint plein air, you have to commit to your viewpoint, to your shadows, because you know they're going to change very, very quickly. But you have to commit to that. So you become eagle-eyed in a way, and you try to burn that impressions, those precious impressions in your brain, so that you can paint them that way on your canvas. But a lot of times you'll have maybe 2 hours on location, and there may be a split second in those 2 hours where the whole germ, the whole thought, of the whole the main part of your painting comes forth, because maybe the clouds opened up and sunlit those mountains or the seascape. And so the drama is what you're looking for when you're outdoors, and hopefully you can execute it, but it's not always, doesn't always work that way.
That skill sounds as if it would be useful in any setting, right? Thinking
Definitely. Quickly,
capturing quickly.
Oh, yes, and it helps in the studio, too. It's made me a faster painter. It's made me be able to interpret my photographs, my reference materials, with a lot more understanding, because I've been outside really analyzing and looking very hard at this.
Just painting fast, is there an advantage to that in terms of having the idea coalesce quickly in front of you? Do you find that that has helped you out?
Well, yes, it definitely has, although there are some painters that will go back to a scene time and time again. I'm not one of those. I really love the challenge of trying to establish a painting very early and get it done, but very few paintings are finished outdoors, and that's where the studio comes in. But I also wanted to tell you that the show that I'm having at the gallery at Ward Center, I'm also sharing the bill with a very talented ceramic artist by the name of Ryan Roberts, who teaches ceramics at Iolani School.
So they're a good they make a good combination together in the gallery?
I believe so. A lot of Ryan's pieces are just really, really beautiful, and I would encourage everybody to come on down and see this show. And our gallery, which is Artist Cooperative, we're celebrating our 25th anniversary this year, which is pretty amazing.
It's
for
great
any business,
to hear.
Let alone an art gallery.
Yeah, it sure is, Susie. Thanks very much for talking with us this
morning. I appreciate it. Thank you, Chris.
You bet. Susie Anderson's new show, Double Vision, Parallel Paths, opens this weekend at the gallery at Ward Center, and you can learn more about her work at hpr2.org.